Welcome to 99.7 FM, Nightmare Radio. Nobody knows fear like we do. Today, on the 13th of December, back to a Friday, what kind of horrors await our listeners? Well, let's find out with the first caller of the night. Imagine, you're driving at night along a dark road, heading somewhere you need to be. You've traveled this road many times, yet these paths look unfamiliar somehow. Your car breaks down in the middle of nowhere. You pop the hood of the car and try reviving it, but nothing works. You open your phone and text your friends to start the party without you, but the message is stuck on the sending screen. To your disappointment, there is no network coverage in this godforsaken place. You curse your fate and decide to try your luck to hitchhike in this desolated road, and suddenly notice a neon sign with a number that says for emergencies. You dial the number on a payphone on the sign, which makes you feel that whoever put it there, this was going to happen. The line connects, and instead of the police or emergency services, a DJ picks up the phone and says that you are the first caller of the night show. How would you feel? Welcome to CEA Chromatic. I'm your host, Krish, and today we will be talking about the Kirlian frequency. The Kirlian frequency, also known as La Frecuencia Kirlian or Ghost Radio, is an Argentine animated web series released in 2017 that is now available on Netflix. This is something of a personal favorite of mine. You can call Kirlian frequency all sorts of stuff: eerie, dark, creepy, brilliant, and even at times funny. The podcast slash short animation anthology is about a nighttime radio phone-in show in a sleepy old town called the Kirlian. Well, sleepy town is an understatement. The folks of the town, the visitors, and even the host of the radio show is up to all sorts of no good. The town of Kirlian has all exits and entry points barred from the outside world and is a mysterious place that is not very welcoming of outsiders. The show is filled with tales of strange creatures and reminds us of Lovecraftian horror. The show actually builds up to a certain event called the Night of the Comet, but does not give us more details, as only 5 episodes have been translated and is currently available on Netflix. Spanning about 5 episodes, each with an approximate length of 9 to 10 minutes, Kirlian Frequency is in its own right a horror anthology wrapped in black humor, all of them creepier than the one before. If we talk about the show, the animation style stands out very much, as they are not fully formed figures, but rather silhouettes or shadow-like with distinguished features, especially the eyes. The ambience is very mysterious and the voice acting is brilliant, which immerses you in the world of Kirlian and its eldritch residents. The episode lengths are short and keeps the listeners hooked and craving for more. Personally, I've been waiting for the rest of the episodes since I finished the first season. Be warned though, stay at home, keep your doors locked, and hope you don't encounter anything sinister. Because in Kirlian, the cops don't work at night. Thank you and have a great day. Signing off, Krish.